You're listening to the Texas Standard.
No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard time on this Wednesday, July 26th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Let's see, Russia, healthcare bill, Jared Kushner, Jeff Sessions. You know, if the White House wanted to change the subject, it would be hard-pressed to find a better way than this. A series of blockbuster tweets this morning from the president himself. The news media is used to this tactic, which the president has generally limited to disparaging people he considers to be disloyal. But this latest Twitter fusillade raises so many substantive questions that they demand some answers. I'll just read three presidential tweets in order without spaces between, okay? Here we go. Quote, "After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you." Close quote. It has suddenly become a very busy day for Leo Shane, Capitol Hill Bureau Chief for the Military Times. Leo, were you surprised by this morning's announcement?
Yeah, that's an understatement. We thought we were in the middle of a six-month review of this transgender military policy, and all of a sudden that six-month review turned into about a three-week review. So I don't know that many folks at the Pentagon were expecting an announcement, and certainly the rights groups that have been pushing the military for broader inclusion of transgender troops weren't expecting this sort of reversal this morning.
There's something I don't understand. You write in your initial coverage of this tweet that there's an estimated, 15,000 transgender individuals already serving in the ranks. But as you just mentioned, this tweet today comes a few weeks after Defense Secretary Mattis delayed enlistment of transgender recruits into the military so that he could spend 6 months reviewing military policies. What accounts for the 15,000 already in the military if Mattis has delayed enlistment of transgender recruits?
Yeah, so under what we believed what was going on, those 15,000 were perfectly fine. That they had been allowed to serve openly as of last year under the Obama administration, and they were eligible for gender reassignment surgery, certain hormone therapies, things like that. This move today seems to suggest that they're about to get booted out of the military. We're not sure. We still haven't heard the Pentagon weigh in on the specifics of this, and as we know, President Trump has a tendency to move quickly and move in front of some of his cabinet officials. But Secretary Mattis had said he was doing a review of whether or not future transgender recruits should be allowed to enlist, but had made a point saying that transgender troops already in the ranks wouldn't be affected by any of this. This news from President Trump seems to undermine that, seems to say those folks won't be allowed to serve anymore.
But does he have that authority? I mean, notwithstanding the issue of this isn't the Federal Register, this is Twitter in which the announcement is being made here. Can the president unilaterally decide on the advice of his generals that, no, we're not going to allow transgender recruits?
And that's going to be the question is, you know, what exactly is he saying here? How is it going to be implemented? How is it going to be put in place? You know, the military can set policy and can dismiss large numbers of troops for whatever reason they deem is in national security. It's just not usually good policy to do that. You know, when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was put in place, the decision was made that gay and lesbian troops wouldn't be able to serve openly. But there was the caveat in there that if you served without discussing your sexual orientation, you'd be fine. And they weren't necessarily looking for large-scale dismissals. This tweet from Trump leaves it unclear. It's unclear if he wants to take those estimated 15,000 folks and boot them out of the ranks, or if he just misspoke and maybe is saying those folks are fine, but we're not going to expand the pool anymore. Going to be a lot of cleanup and a lot of questions for the Pentagon.
This presidential proclamation via Twitter says that the military can't be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption. In the time that we've seen transgender service men and women so far, what sort of disruptions and medical costs have been borne by the military?
Yeah, so the disruption point is one that rights advocates will say, you know, we heard the same language with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and that there really hasn't been much disruption. We haven't heard any issues of real morale problems, you know, cohesion, transgender troops getting in fights. So So that's more in the, you know, in the perception of folks down the road that this will erode morale and it will make it difficult for troops to focus on their mission. On the cost side, that's been the focus of a fight on Capitol Hill in recent weeks. We've heard conservatives over in the House trying to get this policy reversed, undoubtedly happy with Trump's tweets this morning. We've heard them estimate that the annual cost of surgery, hormone therapy, things of that sort related to transgender individuals would range from $150 million to $200 million a year. The RAND Corporation came out earlier this year, and actually their estimates put the cost at somewhere closer to $8 million a year. So a lot of disputes over what the real expense is going to be related to this.
Clearly, this is going to be a very busy day for Leo Shane. He is Capitol Hill Bureau Chief for the Military Times. We'll have a link to the latest at texasstandard.org. Leo, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with Texas listeners today on The Standard.
No, I appreciate it. They're all busy up here right now, so I appreciate the opportunity to help explain it.
Now, we should point out that the Military Times 15,000 number for transgender troops believed to be serving in the military is disputed by other estimates. In 2016, the RAND Corporation put that number between 1,300 and 6,000 transgender active duty members. And when it comes to restrictions on the rights of transgender persons, the president's certainly not alone. The Texas Senate has just approved a new version of the so-called bathroom bill, restricting access to public bathrooms to the gender on one's birth certificate. Not clear when or if the Texas House will take up the measure.